Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. Here we are in the tower room of the air castle, a very pleasant place to be, because through its great windows we see so many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. Soon Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy will be here, and perhaps Boppo, the funny little clown, the little gingerbread man, Yip, the little wooden dog, and Squeak, the little woolly puppy, and Mr. and President Pip. We see that Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy and the Aircastle family have been looking through the storybooks. And it reminds us of the song about the storybook, which goes something like this. Storybook, when I look through you today, take my mind with you far away, hand in hand to a land filled with romance. Let me wander through your castles way up yonder. Let me see a lady with her knight in armor, princess, soldiers marching by a peaceful harbor. Tournament, events in every nook of my with her knight in armor, princess, soldiers marching by a peaceful farmer, tournament, gay event in every nook of my story book. That's the song about the storybook, and oh, how wonderful it is on a rainy day to enjoy a lovely storybook. We have ever so many of them here in the tower room of the air castle in a great bookcase, but most of them have been read by girls and boys who lived long, long, long ago, long before Mother Goose, and even before, well, even before Red Riding Hood and Jack and the Beanstalk, and all of those very old characters were heard of. So you can see how old these little storybooks must be. Someday we're going to get President Pip to let us read some of the stories in them, because they are very interesting, and you'll find that they're quite different in many ways from the stories you have heard. I wonder how Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy are. Let's call them, shall we? Clickety-Clack. Clickety-Clack, Bugler Murphy. Here they come. Hello, Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy. Oh, just see them, and oh, you'll be surprised how they are dressed today. They have more different little costumes and little uniforms, and and different suits of clothes than we have ever seen anyone have any time. Today they're dressed like, well, one of them must be a little engineer, and the other one, I think, is a little fireman for a railroad train. Is that right? Yes, that's right. And are you going to run the little toy train today? You are. Oh, that's very exciting. You know, if there's anything more exciting than to see a little wooden man, or rather two little wooden men, running their little toy train, we hardly know what it is. We have a little song about a train, and we might start singing that while Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy are getting the little toy train ready to run. Yes, that's going to be lots of fun. Come, little playmate, play with me the wonderful game of train. First, little playmate, you can be conductor from here to Maine. Second, playmate, the engineer, third, the fireman strong. I'm the brakeman, never fear, we're sure to get along. Ding dong. All aboard, here we go. Ding dong. Hear the whistle blow. Salt Lake, Denver, Omaha, Chicago, Pittsburgh. Then we draw into New York, then out again, and here we are, way up in Maine. All aboard. There they go in the little toy train. Oh, they're beginning to get up speed already. Just see them. Oh, round and around the track they go. My, but that little train goes fast. Oh, it's just going round and round and round. Be careful, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy. Don't fall out. All right, then. Hang on tight because you're going terribly fast. Oh, what a wonderful sight to see. Here they come. Now they're going to stop. Well, that was fine, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy. Oh, isn't that the nicest little train? No wonder you're so proud of it. Yes, that little train was made for you specially by President Pip. We think that was very thoughtful of President Pip. Yes. Here he comes now, Bugler Murphy. Oh, let's blow the salute for him on the new bugle. Hello, President Pip.
Well, howdy-do. Goodness me, Story Man. I'm so glad to see you. Well, I'm glad to see you.
Well, we're very glad to see that you're glad to see us.
Oh, well, that's fine. Story Man, I wonder what the people would think if we should take a trip on a real train in the land of every day.
What they would think? Well, they might be amazed to see two little wooden men. I don't think they would be so frightfully surprised to see you.
Why? Why wouldn't they be surprised to see me? Don't you think I'm very unusual?
Yes, you are, President Pip. Very unusual. With your magic ring and your magic badge and that bright red ribbon across your chest and your long white beard.
Yes, and me being only 3 feet high. They might think... What do they think? They think I belong to a circus, do you suppose?
Oh, I don't think so, President Pip. There are quite a number of unusual people in the world, in the land of every day.
Yes, they say truth is stranger than fiction. Well, goodness me. How would you like to go? How would you like to go down there and have us be your guests in the land of every day?
President Pip, I would be delighted. You know, I've often wanted to invite you, but I thought perhaps you might be a little bit reticent.
Oh, reticent? Goodness me, no. I'm no denomination whatever. I'm just a little bit of everything.
Well, I didn't exactly make myself clear.
Well, then, don't use such big words, and everything will be, as they say in the land of every day, hunky-dory. See, I'm all prepared to be there. I can speak just like anybody else. Excuse the coffee.
Well, President Pip, you certainly are quite modern in a good many ways.
Well, I should say so. Just because I'm 100 years old, what's going to keep me from being modern in some ways?
How do you think we'll all be able to get there at the same time?
Well, this is one time I'm going to use the travel ray to advantage. I know right where a good railroad station is, and I've always wanted Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy to take a ride on a real train, a modern, limited express, passenger and everything, goodness me. So, if you will kindly step into the travel ray...
Come on, Clickety-Clack, Bugler Murphy, no time to lose. We're going to step right into the travel ray, one of President Pip's inventions, and oh, you realize that we'll be at the railroad station in less than a jiffy.
Less than half a jiffy. Less than a third or a quarter or a fifth or a sixth or a seventh of a jiffy.
All right, President Pip, here we are in the travel ray.
Well, it's a most unusual invention, isn't it?
Come on in, Clickety-Clack, right inside. Looks just like a searchlight. All right, President Pip, we're ready to go.
All right. Here we are.
Oh, just see, here comes a real train. Careful, Bugle Murphy.
All aboard. Get on, quick.
Clack and Bugler Murphy are thrilled to tears.
Look out of the window. Uh-huh. Now, don't you think President Pip is quite a man?
I should say so.
Well, goodness me, we're going how fast?
Soon we'll be going 60 miles an hour.
60 miles an hour? They should hear about the travel ray.
Yes, President Pip, they haven't the travel ray in the land of every day.
Here we go. Ooh, now we're going fast. Why don't they blow the whistle?
Oh, they will.
Yeah, I knew they would. Well, goodness me. When the children hear us again, they'll hear us in the land of every day.
Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.